Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, originally from Brazil, Pat Kane worked for Dennis O'Brien's Digicel before moving to Ireland and working for Paddy Power. Now, Pat has turned her attention to sustainability with her businesses Reusey and Pragmatica. Pat joins us now to explain how she helps businesses to achieve their sustainability goals. Pat, it was Ed Murphy that introduced us at the recent hackathon in GreenTech HQ in Enniscorthy. It was a great event, wasn't it?
Good morning, Carl. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, it was fantastic. So many great innovative solutions coming out of that group. So looking forward to see what's next.
Provide us with an insight into your own career, because it was an interesting one and you spent a lot of time working for multinationals along the way.
I have indeed. I am originally from Rio de Janeiro, and when I was 23, so basically 20 years ago now, I left Rio to move to the Caribbean to work for an Irish business called Digicel, so telecommunications. I did 7 years approximately there over in a few different countries. I did Jamaica, Honduras, Panama, and at the end of that, I got married to an Irish man, and we decided then to start our lives, I suppose, as a married couple here in Ireland. I moved here in 2011. So Ireland has been home for 13 years now. My career continued, I suppose, I kept going on telecoms, and that was great, until I heard of this great company that everybody told me I should work for called Paddy Power. So I started working there, and between Paddy Power, Betfair, and then what's now called Flutter Entertainment, right, the group, I worked there for 7 years again, just to find myself pregnant in 2017 and thinking of, you know what, I'm going to use my maternity leave to come up with a project just to keep me busy. You know, two babies and a new business, I thought would be a good idea at the time. And worked out well, I guess. So I, as a sustainable living enthusiast and, you know, like, I suppose, advocate myself, you know, for years, I decided to turn my attention onto sustainability and figure it out, how could I contribute, I suppose, to a better Ireland, a better planet. And my experience as a customer for sustainable living goods had been quite fragmented. And funnily enough, I used to lead on the customer experience front for Flutter Entertainment. And coming from that area, I was like, there is a gap in the market here. You know, my experience is poor for those sustainable living goods. I'm going to create this one-stop shop called Reusey.
And as an ecopreneur and advocate for sustainable living, what should sustainability mean for both consumers and business owners alike?
Yeah, so it means a mindset shift, I think, right? So from both business and individual sides, I think, you know, the number one thing for us is really to try and figure it out. Where are we going and how are we getting there, you know? How are we doing the things we are doing, being it at home, you know, with our children and, you know, trying to get more or less toys or clothes or food or whatever it is that we're doing, you know, where those things come from, who is making those things, and, you know, like, just really to try to be proud of the things we bring into our lives. Same way it goes for businesses, you know, who do you do business with, you know, what is it that you stand for? How do you operate internally with your teams, and how do you treat your people, your customers, your communities? I think it's really trying to embed sustainability into your mindset in everything you do.
We're hearing a lot more about ESG these days, but how would you rate Irish businesses' approach to sustainability?
Listen, I was recently in America. When I came back, I was saying to one of my partners, I was like, look, thank God we're here. You know, I think Irish businesses, no matter what you want to say or one can say, I think we are doing a lot. There's obviously always more to be done. There's a lot, as a matter of fact, that should be, you know, looked into and into more detail, and I'm sure it will. But I think, you know, overall, we're doing pretty good. You will see a very, I suppose, engaged group of people trying to learn, trying to do better, looking for innovation, uncovering, you know, innovation and cost efficiencies and, you know, just different better ways of doing whatever it is that they do. So personally, from where I stand, you know, on a day-to-day basis, working with businesses out there, mainly SMEs, I have high hopes.
And in terms of the consumer purchasing decision, where does sustainability come in their list of priorities when compared, for example, with price or convenience?
I think it will depend on who you're talking to, really. You know, as an overall, like PwC last year came out with a research saying that 77% of Irish consumers would be willing to pay more for businesses doing the right thing, for products from businesses doing the right thing, right? I think it's a hard one to say because, you know, obviously we are in the middle of a, you know, cost of living crisis. You know, there's so much going on out there and we are very aware that, you know, cost and pricing will probably come first to a lot of people. However, I think we are obviously an intelligent group, and I think we understand that, you know, we cannot keep going at the pace we are going. We cannot keep supporting companies that are not really willing to contribute to a better planet. So I think sustainability, it might not be number one when it comes to that final decision, because again, pricing will potentially win at times. But I think it's up there. You know, it is a very significant factor, and I hope that will become more and more significant over the coming years.
And from a governmental perspective, are you more in favour of a carrot or a stick approach?
I would be more in favour of a carrot, of an educational approach, you know, and a transparent approach. I think right now, yeah, we have the carrot and the stick, and I don't think, sorry, we have more stick than a carrot, I guess, but it's not right, because I don't think our population here is educated enough to make better choices. First, we should really be bringing businesses together, trying to create, you know, some sort of non-negotiables for businesses to, look, we need to reduce plastic, and that is that. That's a non-negotiable. How are you going to do that? Educate customers on better options, right, while that transition happens. And only then, you know, if it's almost like the seatbelt. Only then, if you don't wear your seatbelt, knowing everything you know, you get a penalty, right, a fine. Same for sustainability.
And of course, you have both a retail and a consultancy business in this space. Talk to us about the retail business, Reusy, and what you do.
So we offer sustainable living products to help people reduce waste. So, you know, reusable products that are biodegradable or compostable, products that are package-free, products that are made to last. You know, we believe in low consumption, you know, only buy what you really need. And absolutely, you know, buy from reliable, sustainable sources, people doing the right thing.
And what are your best-selling products?
I would say personal care. You know, your soaps, your shampoos, any sort of personal care products, they sell really well for us.
Pragmatica, what do you do there?
Well, there we offer a range of services or solutions, you know, tailored solutions, as well as, you know, expertise to help clients add value to their sustainability, carbon and ESG journeys. You know, it could be creating an ESG strategy for a client. We could be looking into an educational program to another one for their staff. We could be looking at customer experience and comms for a different client that want to, you know, assess all customer touch points. We look into B Corp certification and how to facilitate that for clients, financial reporting requirements, and we measure carbon footprint and create reduction strategies. So it's really a one-stop shop, I guess.
And I know that you have a broad range of clients from engineering to fashion and beauty, amongst others.
Yes.
Are they in a position to avail of any government grants through the local enterprise office or indeed Enterprise Ireland or any other government agencies that want to procure your services?
Yeah, so the majority of them right now, they're either, you know, working with the LEOs or working with Enterprise Ireland and availing of our services for a fraction of the cost, of course. But we will have clients that are very much, I suppose, focused on, you know, funding the project with their own money because they just want to get the work done. And if they don't have any connections with the LEOs or Enterprise Ireland or whatever it is, you know, they are just like, we're going to do it because we just think is the right thing to do.
And what's driving them towards doing it?
Several different reasons. So certainly we're looking into customers wanting it and demanding it. We're looking at regulatory requirements coming down the line. We're looking at brand reputation. We're looking at uncovering cost efficiencies. We could be looking at, you know, innovation. So there's several different reasons.
And finally, Pat, as a busy mother and entrepreneur, time must be a rare luxury for you. But what do you do to relax in your free time?
I enjoy going for a run. I enjoy cooking with the kids. I enjoy painting, doing my garden. So, yeah, spending time with my family, I guess.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Pat Kane from Reusy and Pragmatica. And I'd like to thank Pat for joining us on this morning's show.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.